This week, we're talking about jobs and the economy with the candidates in New Hampshire's 1st Congressional District. We're joined now by Carol Shea Porter. She served 2 terms in Congress and is once again the Democratic nominee in that district. Congresswoman Shea Porter, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.
You say America needs a comprehensive jobs plan to move the recovery forward at a faster pace. To start, what would be the essential elements as you see them in such a comprehensive plan?
Well, number one, I think that we have to address our problem with infrastructure. And as we look around the whole country, we see a lot of bridges that are on the red list. You know, they're dangerous bridges. We see the fact that our roads are in rough shape, our trains are in rough shape, and, of course, our communication structure needs work as well. So we have to have a system that really works better, that should be cutting edge, and we have people who could fill those jobs. But the other thing that we need to do is we have to take a look at what's happening not just to small businesses, but also to corporations, where the jobs are, and what their biggest complaint has been, which has been that there needs to be more consumer demand. So it's not going to work to follow the Republican Tea Party prescription of just shocking the whole economic structure with the austerity program.
But at the same time, you're also calling for some specific changes in the tax code, including tax breaks. One, for example, is making the tax code reflect that the government should be providing some kind of assistance toward encouraging new technologies. And you've also been critical of subsidies for oil and gas companies, which one could argue were put in place to aid economic growth. So my question is on these tax credits, is what's to say that tax credits toward encouraging new technologies couldn't then in 15 or 20 years turn into the same sort of thing that critics are pointing to with the oil and gas subsidies now?
Well, that's the wonderful thing about Congress. They're able to legislate, and if they pay attention to this and if they care enough to make sure that we're moving in the right direction, they're able to change the law, end it, add it, or do whatever is necessary. The problem is when you see a mature industry like the oil company or nuclear industry, you know, receiving help, and you see this new wave of green technology that is ready to explode, and yet they are neglected. And we do know that when small companies launch, especially tech companies, they need about 5 to 7 years of reliable tax law. There's actually more that can be done for small businesses. I think that we can help them compete with the large corporations on government contracts and infrastructure projects. I think we can help them with their taxes. I think we can simplify their paperwork. They drown in paperwork.
On the question of paperwork, if we were to add some of these targeted tax breaks that you're calling for into the tax code, would that not, though, mean at least a little bit more paperwork for anyone who is trying to take those credits, making sure that they're complying with the code and demonstrating that they qualify?
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't mind doing paperwork for that, you know, if it was going to be helpful. And the other point is that this is taxpayer money, and we do need to be responsible stewards and make sure that the money is being spent wisely and appropriately.
Last question, and this is one we're asking of every candidate. As you push for these policies, what should Granite Staters be looking for 2 years from now to see whether or not they are economically better off or not than they are here in 2012?
Well, I start, of course, in looking back to December of 2008 because I was there in Congress. And so I start to measure from that point where the headlines were absolutely terrifying in the newspapers. And the worst headline I can remember seeing was, next year will be even worse. And so when I look to where we are right now and where we were, I say, okay, we did great things. We kept the country from falling into depression. You know, we did pass the stimulus, which did work. Most economists now say that it did work. So I look from where we were. Now, where will we be in 2 years? My hope is that when we look in 2014, we'll say yes. You know, Democrats came into Congress. They did pass a comprehensive jobs bill. It did put people back to work. We did continue to help small businesses. And finally, I hope that when we look in 2014, we say the Democrats came to Congress. They saved the social programs that vulnerable Americans and older Americans rely on, Medicare, Social Security, and these programs. And they were able to also do the things that I mentioned because they put in a reasonable policy that they looked for the savings, they made sure that they did whatever they could in that department, and they also were reasonable about bringing in revenue from corporations that hadn't paid their taxes, and that we made it fairer so that those who are at the very, very wealthiest on the scale actually paid what I consider to be their fair share.
That's Carol Shea Porter, former Congresswoman and current Democratic nominee in New Hampshire's 1st District. You can find more of our conversation and all our election 2012 coverage at nhpr.org. Tomorrow, we conclude this week's series with Libertarian nominee for Congress, Brendan Kelly.